At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know, we had the conversation yesterday when we were at the arena. We talked with Josh Bell was with me, but we talked with Mike Cugno and Doug Plagans, and Goldie was with us. And I was asking everybody the same question. Is the league rooting against the Panthers? And I mean players. I'm not talking about the league office itself. Is this a dislike team? Is the Panthers a dislike team by the league?
I think players respect and you know, like the, no, I actually no. I think they enjoy watching the Panthers play because that's they play the game the way a lot of guys want to play it, and it's hard to do. And we saw it in Paul Maurice's first year, how long it took Florida to finally evolve into this, or at least a little bit of a version of this. Guys like watching this. They like the edge that Florida plays with. They don't like playing against it. They don't like getting wore down in a series. Like when you play the Panthers, but sitting at home or sitting in Cancun watching it at a bar, yeah, you like watching the Panthers.
So they appreciate it. They appreciate what they because I wonder
appreciate it. Yeah,
would Brad Marchand
these aren't grinders
like,
either?
Right,
you've got star players.
Would he
laying
stay
it
here?
Out.
Would Brad Marchand stay here at a discount because it is? I mean, first of all, it's a no tax state. And South Florida is not a bad place to be during a hockey season. Like, is there a chance that he'll remain here?
There's always a chance when you're talking about the Bill Fazito and his front office. But I think, listen, you've got $19 million under the cap. You've got to sign Aaron Ekblad. You've got to sign Sam Bennett. You've got Mackie Samuskevich needs a contract. You've got guys that, you know, all your other guys that need to be filled in. And listen, Brad Marchand left Boston because of finances. He was looking for like $4, $5, $6 million a year. Florida does not have that, not in this world, unless Bennett goes somewhere else or Ekblad goes somewhere else or the Panthers make a trade and free up some cash. So I do not see Brad Marchand taking a $1 million deal when he left his home, the only hockey place he's ever known, the Boston Bruins, where he's the captain, I believe he left over $1 million. Right. You know, I think they were at four and he was at five. So that's that's a lot of money that the Panthers just don't have. Right now, that can very well change. The Panthers would love to have him. He would love to stay. And maybe there's a plan that we do not know about, but you know, that's just something that we're going to have to wait and see once this thing's all said and done.
Bill Zito has certainly surprised us before with people he's willing to give up in order to get people that he thinks are part of the core.
Right.
So I don't put anything past them. I think I saw Mitch Marner.
I don't either.
Had interest in coming to the Florida Panthers.
He does. Yeah. Vegas and Florida.
Yeah. So. How do you feel about that, Solana? This is the first you're hearing about that.
That is the first, but I think it was GR who told us last week, like, this is what it's going to be like now. The Panthers have built something special. People want to come to Sunrise, right? Right.
But nobody GR, calls like, you GR. Like, nobody calls you GR, right, George?
I get it once, every once in a while. Only Solana. But Listen, this is going to be – listen, the salary cap is going up by a bundle next year. Now, this is going to be the last summer where it's really tight for the Panthers. Next year, it goes really high up. So, I don't know. Maybe you got a wink, wink, nod, nod deal, a handshake kind of deal where a guy takes 1 year knowing that two or three are coming down the road. I don't know. I mean, and you also got agents in the union, and they kind of frown upon that kind of stuff. Because it affects other players, right? You're setting the market, and they do not like that when guys do that. So, again, we'll have to wait and see. But, listen, the Panthers are in a great spot. I mean, they're not the only team that are cap-strapped. That's just the way it works in this world. But next summer, a lot of money gets freed up, and, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.